We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity Program, the creator of the Jersey Shore, Sally Ann Salzano. Sally Ann, thanks for calling, and I know you're excited about so many new projects that you currently always have, but especially Jersey Shore coming back. I know you're really excited about that.
Yeah, of course we're excited. Those are my firstborn kids. I'll take them any time.
Did you ever think you could get them back together again, thinking about all the things that have happened to them since that time?
You know what? I always did. I think we all always did. We held out hope. I think even when we said goodbye, it was just like a pause. I think we all knew in the minute that we had something special, and it's like, oh, we'll all be back together again.
And have you been surprised by where they've come since you first met them when you filmed the first time to today? Like how they've grown as individuals? It's really interesting to look at, and they're as brands as well.
Yeah, you know what? It is super interesting to look at where they come from and where they go. But at the end of the day, I think the thing is, for those of us who knew each other from the jump, from the casting, it's like everybody's exactly the same in a certain way, too. It's like you can predict people's reaction when they heard that the show is coming back. Like, you knew how it was going to go down, and I would say I am not surprised by anyone's reaction. It's really interesting, and I think we all know each other so well that it's, you know, frightening. Like, we live through something together that, you know, on the inside there's only a, you know, select handful of us that, you know, live through.
Oh, absolutely, and they went through it, and there you go, and now you're proud. But you got to be proud as that creator to see that. But now you have another show coming with MTV with the Shore franchise, and now let's talk about that. Now you got some new young people that you're going to create. They're going to bring drama, and hopefully at one point can have the success that Jersey Shore had. So tell us about that process and going through all that.
Yeah, there's a new show on now. It's on Monday nights. It's called Floribama Shore. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of, like everyone was saying, you know, it is part of the Shore franchise. And I like to say, you know, different Shore, different shiz, if you will, because it's completely different vibe. We did not go out looking for copycats. We went out looking for people that, you know, are from the South, who are living and kind of looking for a little bit of a life change. And I feel like, you know, it's been 8 years ago yesterday since Jersey Shore premiered. And, you know, and the world's a little different too. And these kids are definitely completely different than the Jersey Shore kids, although I think equally as interesting. But how they went about it is different. You know, when the Jersey Shore kids came out, there was no Insta stories. There was no, you know, Twitter, there was, you know, none of that. YouTube was barely even happening. Like, and this is a whole new day. Those guys were so fresh to being on camera, as where, you know, the new cast of Floribama, I think initially started out more comfortable in front of the camera and is so used to living their life that they almost spilled their guts on night one in a way that I've never seen on a reality show. It's actually kind of crazy.
Well, think about it, Sally Ann. Eight years ago, people wouldn't come out with such outrageous comments on social media because the social media was really not – it was in its infancy stage. It wasn't to the point now where people could stream everywhere and different things, and kids are on cell phones, so many more cell phones than 8 years ago. Think about it. And the ability of those that they're used to just spilling their guts to the whole world regardless of the audience of 60 people. So that's probably why you're seeing those changes, is the changes of this generation compared to 8 years ago, where you had to kind of get them to come out. Right.
Yeah, it's really interesting. They're just automatically comfy. Like, they just come in the door and they're ready to go. And I was saying, like, I remember growing up watching reality TV, like, you know, someone's backstory or someone's, you know, what was going on in their life would be like, you know, a teased episode 5, 6, or 7, and these guys came in, and then night one, they were like, here I am in a nutshell, and then, so it's like almost like you got to know them, and then they went kind of nutty, as where, like in Jersey Shore, they came in the door to party, and then we got to know them a little bit later on. It's interesting just to see how a sign of the times, you know, a similar format, yet the people themselves have changed, which I think is interesting and makes the show inherently different. Yet still funny, crazy, you know, a ton of drama, hookups, heartbreak, you know, all the stuff that happens when you put, you know, a group of eight youngsters together.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing, and I think you feel like almost like kind of a mom in certain ways, Sally Ann, especially the more and more you're getting involved in this in ways, just their infancy stages of understanding how to be in front of the camera, how to react to specific things and say, hey, don't spill your guts all at once, different things, and how are you going to deal with things so that you can keep the show moving in a level that people are entertained, because at times kids can be kids. I'm calling them kids. I'm going to be 45, but I know they're in their 20s. But still, the maturity level, would you say the maturity level of the Jersey Shore kids compared to these kids, who would you say is more mature? That'd be a good question, because you're talking about how they're spilling their guts so quickly or from a different background. So comparisons are almost crazy in a lot of ways from the Jersey Shore to Floribama. Yeah.
You know what? I think they're equally about the same. I think it's different. I think kids, you know, kids today have to grow up a little bit faster because they have they're exposed to so much more. And like growing up on the East Coast, you know, I grew up very similar to how the kids on the Jersey Shore grew up. Like I lived at home, so I was 26, even though I was working. Like, you know, it's just a very, you know, East Coast, also Italian-American, you know, kind of way of life. As where with Southern kids, a lot of times down south, you know, it's that go to college or you're 18 and you're on your own. It's interesting how in the same country, just culturally, you know, or because of where you're from, you know, what you do with your life is different. And I think this kind of shows that. I think that, like, you know, I don't know. I feel like we're a little more coddled on the East Coast than you are in the South. But you're also a little more worldly. It's really interesting to watch. And I think comparing them is almost difficult because they're eight totally different.
Right.
You know, it's two totally different groups of people. And each person is even different. Like when people were asking us in the press, like, who's more like this? I'm like, they don't remind me of anyone. I think that, you know, our job as producers is to find people that are different, not to find people that are ripoffs and copycats. Like all the copycat shows kind of, you know, tend to become just that. And I think how you break out is by finding people who are, A, comfortable in their own skin and just willing to share their life. But the truth of the matter is these shows are completely unscripted. So a lot of times you often, you know, I have no idea what I'm going to get. It's like, you know, network, you know, presidents and stuff there now from when I did the show last time. And it's hard to say, you know, what's going to happen. You know, I actually have no idea. You know, who can say that to their boss other than like, hey, let's just throw it against the wall and see what happens.
Exactly.
So it's about really casting individuals that you're interested in.
You know, the last thing is when I look at the group, I would say the Florida people probably are more like the Jersey people, not in meaning compared to Georgia. I mean, I'm sorry, Alabama, Memphis, Tennessee, and Westminster, South Carolina. But you're looking at different places in the South that have different mindsets, grew up in different Southern type homes, and that's a perfect cast to make it a crazy, crazy experience. And Panama City, the ones that grew up in Panama City are just used to the craziness because of it being Panama City. So everyone needs to check it out. Best place, Sally Ann, so we can tune into the show and stuff like that. Where can we go to watch the show? It goes on MTV and find info on you. Where's the best place we can go?
Yeah, the best place for you to go is go to MTV. It's on Monday nights following Teen Mom OG, and I got to tell you, it is a fun watch. And it's one of those things where you're like, I don't know, I'll give it a try. You're 10 minutes in, and then the next thing you know, 2 hours has gone by. These kids are just lovable, and we've all done everything that they've done, just they were brave enough to do it on TV.
All right, Sally Ann, thanks for calling. Thanks for taking the time. It was good, great chatting again. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.